Afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Emily.
Hello. I'm just ringing. I've like a couple of vets around me, and then I've rang the 24-hour North Lakes vet and told them this, and they've advised me to just give you guys a call, even if you can give me the advice of what you think about this. So, like, my son's pet bird is a budgie, and he was flying around, and he's gone up and he's hit the ceiling fan, like the ceiling fan was on. I can see that he's got, like, he can't put his left foot down. Like, I've been monitoring him and watching him, like, and for the like all day. Like, this happened late last night. But, yeah, like, and he hasn't gotten any better today, you know. Like, he just can't put his left foot down. So, that's the thing I can see at the moment. And, yeah. So I just wanted to know what to do. Like, they just said if it might be just normal first aid and whatnot, or what you guys recommend, or if it's emergency, or...
Is there any bleeding?
No.
Was there bleeding last night?
No, not that I was aware of, no. I did have a look at him in that, yeah. No bleeding.
And so he's just not putting weight on the leg?
Yeah, so he's not putting it down at all. Like, he hasn't put it down at all. Like, we tried to take him out of the cage, and because he's only on 1 foot balancing on you, he won't, so we just keep him in the cage.
Is he... Does it look discoloured or anything?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Because our main concern would be if he's had a fracture. That's one of the most common injuries with a fan strike, is that he's had a fracture to the leg. The other thing would be pain management and pain relief, like, because he's holding it up because it's painful.
And he hasn't let it down, like, the whole time. Like, yeah, we'll only go on his right foot and just balance that left one's always up.
Yeah. So, yeah, our that would be, like, the main concern is that he's got a fractured leg.
Okay. Pardon?
There's not much you can do for that at home if that is the case.
Yep, so do you advise taking him in to, like, so they were saying, like, if you guys might recommend keeping, like, something flat and in dark or something for the night and take him in first thing in the morning, or do you recommend...
I'm fully booked tomorrow morning. Whereabouts are you?
I'm Kalanga.
Kalanga, okay. I have an appointment at 10 past 10 in the morning that I can book you in for. Just keep him in his cage like you have been doing today, and keep offering him all of his favourite food, make sure he's got fresh water, all the normal sort of stuff, and just keep him in an area that's not a lot of, like, noise and excitement and things like that, because you do want to try and keep him as calm as possible.
Okay, yep. Just not go out of his cage or anything, with his water and his food and all that.
Yeah,
and put him on something, like, I might put something down flat, you know, so he's a bit more comfy, because he's struggling to sit up on, like, his perches and that, you know. Otherwise, he's trying to climb up his perch, like, to his perch.
Yeah, I mean, you can pop, like, some newspaper, like, in his cage. Yeah. Has it got the grill and then newspaper?
Yeah, it's got the grills, yeah.
Yeah, pop some newspaper on the top of that grill and put his food and water down low, so that way he's at nice, easy level for him. He probably won't eat very much, though, because of the pain factor and the shock of it all. So, but as long as he's got access to everything, that's the main thing.
Do you recommend me taking him into North Lake? So you said they would be able to do the normal first aid and the pain care for him, but they can't do much with him if there's that little bit extra, or if he needs, anything serious or whatever, like, you guys would be able to look at the fracture and that. They won't be able to do all that because
they would be able to give him some pain relief for tonight, which I think would be definitely beneficial. And then we can take care of him tomorrow morning.
Yeah, because he's been, like, a bit quiet. He hasn't been chirping as much, but when he does chirp, yeah. So that's he hasn't been, like, happy. Yeah. So just recommend just maybe take him in there to see if they can do, like, the pain relief tonight. And then at 10 past 10, did you say that you'd be able to get me in for the appointment?
Yeah. I'll grab your details so I can book you in. Because we haven't seen you before, have we?
No.
No, that's all good. What was your first name?
Roxanne, Roxanne.
And your surname?
Hollier, Hollier.
And do you have an email address, Roxanne?
Yep, so it's just roxanne.hollier@hotmail.com.
And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact?
No, I'll give you my number. So this is my friend's mom calling us. So 04.
Yep.
34.
Yep.
84.
Yep.
1206.
Wonderful. And what's your home address?
So 4/13.
Yep.
Brewer Street, Tooanga.
Wonderful. And what's your budgie's name?
So Paco, so P-A-C-O.
And how old is Paco?
He's only young, so he's probably, yeah, he's not, but almost a year.
Okay, yep. And he's a male?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Yep, and what colour is he?
He's white with a little bit of blue under his wings and that.
Alrighty, I've got them all booked in there. What did I say? 10:10 tomorrow morning.
Yep, okay. I'll just put that in my calendar now.
Yep.
So that I've got the reminder in the morning.
Wonderful. Yeah, we'll send you an email reminder. We don't do text, unfortunately. But yeah, if you set a reminder on your phone, that's great.
Yep. So I'll set that for first thing in the morning, so 8 o'clock or something to get ready to get over there.
Yeah, too easy. Alrighty, we'll see. Okay,
and I'll just bring him in his cage. Is that because I'll get an Uber over there? But I'll just get him in his. I'll just bring him in his cage. Is that all right?
Yeah, cage is fine, or a little like a box, or if you've got a cat carrier or something like that, anything like that.
Oh, okay,
where he can't escape. That's
yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the morning. Whereabouts are you located? Sorry, last question.
That's okay. We're on the corner of Anzac Road and Ashmole. And Ashmole Road. It's number 22 Ashmole Road.
Up near the health centre?
Pardon?
Is it up near the health centre? On Redcliffe? But you go past it on Anzac Road? On Anzac Ave, sorry?
Oh, so when you're on Anzac Ave, coming from Kalanga, you know where the Kippering Shopping Centre is?
Yeah. So I know that, but are you where you go past the health centre and the soccer field? Are you just up past there?
Yes, we are, yeah, but we're on the other side. Yep, you'll see us.
Yeah.
The side as you're travelling towards the hospital, so to speak.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know where you're on, yeah.
Too easy. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.